This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. Mardi Gras is coming.
Yes,
it's almost here.
It's almost here. When is it?
Oh, yeah. March. It's in March.
I know it's in, but I was also, before I was asking that, I'm like, oh, I wonder if Dean actually has an information.
No, it's not in my diary, but it is coming up. I know it's coming up.
Not like
in fact,
gay
this
quiz.
Weekend they had the Mardi Gras Carnival Day.
Yes.
I went to Mardi Gras last year. Tristan, you've been to Mardi Gras for a while, have you?
No, the last time when I went was back in 2010.
2010.
Ooh.
So fast forward 9 years, and they've made a key change which they've announced today. Are you ready for this?
Yep. I am ready for this.
The Mardi Gras organisers announced today that it's going to be a glitter-free event this year.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
That's already saving $10 million.
Well, apparently, last year, they brought in 3 tonnes of glitter from China.
Oh, that can't be sustainable at all.
No.
What's that?
Surely we can make our own glitter in Australia.
Well, it's because, but there is a new thing, like the bio-glitter. So it doesn't, because it all ends up in...
Bio-glitter, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have that because or else normal glitter is essentially, isn't it, just like bits of glass?
Or bits of plastic.
Yeah, and it gets stuck in the ocean and the fish eat it, then we end up consuming it through seafood.
But it's so pretty.
It's just not, I think it's not as important as looking pretty. So they're trying to, they're also trying to reduce single-use plastic water bottles.
They're going very sustainable this year, very green this
Which
year.
Is
so single-use plastic water bottles and also balloons, no balloons.
Yeah, because the balloons, the same thing, end up in the ocean.
And all the fishies, they eat the balloons and then not good for the fishies.
I think that's good.
But no glitter at Mardi Gras.
No glitter.
Annie, have you been to Mardi Gras?
No, I haven't been to Mardi Gras, but on the topic of glitter bands, I was browsing Airbnb today and I'm visiting a place somewhere in the US and their only house rules were you must switch the dishwasher on before you leave and rule two, no glitter.
That's
so
a rule?
That was just too hard and fast rules. So I don't know how they've been stung in the past. I'm trying to, brainstorm all these scenarios like, did somebody just have a glitter, giant glitter party at the house.
Oh, big orgy.
Yeah. Or was it like, there was a prank online that I watched where this guy, he puts, people have been stealing packages from his house and it's this viral video and he's made a fart glitter bomb that goes off and then, it sprays like canned farts and throws glitter at people.
That is horrific.
Yeah, but brilliant.
You're with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. Now, it's Tuesday, so on Monday.
It is.
That was yesterday, Monday night.
Well done.
Stayed in, not at home, me and the mister, on the couch watching television.
Yes, what's on the old idiot box?
I watched Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And they just returned to the airways, yeah.
Now, do you watch this every year? Are you, hankering for it?
It hasn't been on for years.
Oh.
It's only just returned to a new station. It's now on not on the station it used to be on.
And who's on, Dean?
Oh,
who are your favourites? Who got money on?
Look, Courtney Act, I think, will probably do very well.
Yes,
and the Kenny boy, Grant and Lisa's offspring. Kit Kenny, I think his name is? Jet Kenny.
Who's that?
The little boy's all grown up. He's a very, very attractive young man.
I don't know who that is.
Grant Kenny, Lisa Curry.
Oh, yes, I know them.
You know them, and they've had a child. And they've had a couple of kids, actually.
And why is he a star?
Well, because he looks good on television.
Oh, fair enough.
Don't question it, Jack.
All right,
question it.
All right, so that's your two hot tips?
It's for two hot tips, but I was watching it right, and within minutes I was suddenly an expert.
Oh, okay.
I was an expert.
You're having your popcorn, having your Doritos. You're like,
maybe
right.
A drink or two. And I was watching it and I thought, that's not a cha-cha-cha. That's not a. There's not enough hip movement happening there.
Have you
not
done
enough extension of the arm? That's not a cha cha cha.
Have you had dance lessons?
Never.
Oh, but you were just like, I got this.
I'm an expert.
You're
now.
You're not 1-2 stepping.
I know.
You're not moving your hips around.
Step aside, judges. Let me have a go.
I'm on the couch here.
That's right.
I love that when you're like, no, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach. Put me in.
That's right. That's not a jive.
No. 0427 Joy 949. Would you vote for Dean in Dancing with the Stars?
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.